Hi, I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. Whilst walking around the world praying for the unity of Christians, I had to learn 9 languages from scratch. Or more appropriately, I had to learn to communicate in 9 languages. It quickly became evident, though, that being able to speak a language does not mean that we're able to communicate. And not speaking a language does not mean that we can't communicate. In fact, some of the most memorable conversations I had over the year and a half trekking around the world involved a great deal of miming, hand gestures, and exaggerated facial expressions. It wasn't always easy, such as trying to order a roll of tape in a Brazilian chemist when I didn't know the Portuguese word for tape. The village shop quickly filled with intrigued locals who began a game show-like bombardment of possibilities as to what it was that I needed. The poor shop owners. When we did hit upon the right answer, there were hugs and high fives all around, and a roll of tape. Finding the right words to say to each other, or to God, at times of despair, mourning, disillusionment, confusion, or even when we're simply at a fork in the road, can often be like trying to communicate in a foreign language. Remember though, that we can communicate God's love through much more than just our words. We can say, I love you, through a hug, a smile, a gift, a helping hand, or a compassionate ear. Even a moment spent in silence with a friend or with God can communicate love. We speak with language, but we communicate with our lives. As a wise man once encouraged me when I was stuck with what to say in prayer, at least begin with, God, I don't know what to pray. What should I pray? I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. For more on the walk around the world for unity, go to walkforone.com. That's WALK, the digit 4, ONE.com.